T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8:46, 14 before 9. Tommy Tucker, WWO, getting ready to talk to one of my favorite people in media in New Orleans, and I mean that sincerely. Meg Farris, the, I guess, health reporter, WWL-TV. Meg, is that your title? Health and what do you?
Yes, and the check's in the mail, Tommy. Thank you very much.
Well, should we announce our wedding date today or not, or do you want to keep it a secret?
Oh, my gosh. I love you, Tommy. You're great. You're
keep
great.
Keep it a secret? All right, we'll keep it
yes,
a secret.
Yes, keep it secret. Keep it secret.
All right, so I'm watching your report last night, which is excellent as always, about HNB, and I think the first thing you said was that the FDA approved a new nicotine delivery device, and it would seem to me, Meg, in all honesty, at this point in where we are in the country, a nicotine delivery device is the last thing in the world we need, a new one. How does this work? They, companies come up with this, and they have to prove to the FDA that somehow it's safer than a traditional nicotine delivery system?
Agree with you, Tommy. Okay, so first of all, had you ever heard of an HNB? I hadn't until I did the story.
Not at all. Not at all. And when you Google it, you get a couple of different companies, but you don't get anything about this.
Yeah, well, high school students, kids do know about it, okay? Mm-hmm. So it was great learning about it and passing it on to parents. So it is. It's called HNB, means heat, not burn. So the tobacco companies who are making this product say, you know, it's the combustion lighting the tobacco that's giving you those, to be exact, 458 different compounds, carbon monoxide, all these particles get into your lungs and your bloodstream, and that's what's bad, not the nicotine. So if we just heat it and not burn it, then it's safer. So that's why they're marketing this, because we now know that vaping, which was supposed to be safer, is causing a lot of lung problems, and people have died from it. So it just was approved in April, as you said. So two doctors, one doctor and a med student at LSU, Dr. Jason Gardner, he's a physiologist, and a doctoral and medical student, Nicholas Freed, what they did was, they knew that these have been out for 5 years in other countries. So they combed through and did a review of all the world science and literature out there. And what they found was that this marketing that is being done on these HMBs, that it's safer and helps you quit and it doesn't give you all the bad side effects of smoking, that's not really true. It may be slightly less, but that they're still dangerous.
All right, we're going to pick it up here when we come back. And to be clear, you put an actual cigarette into this device, Meg?
You know, it was so confusing to me. I watched the animation on the Philip Morris website, and it looks like you do. It looks like it's just heated, and it's heated to, they said, 350 degrees Celsius to heat the tobacco. But I was unclear exactly how the mechanism inside this little cartridge works. But the whole point they're saying is that it's less. And what they found was that all the they looked at these indications in your body. They call them biomarkers, where your body's being injured. And out of 24, only one was a little less than smoking a cigarette. So, you know, that kind of says it to me. And nicotine, we know, is very addictive to your brain. That's why hard for people to quit.
And let me pick it up there when we come back, if we can. We're talking to Meg Farris, WWL-TV reporter. And if you didn't see her story, you can go to WWLTV.com and see it about HNBs, which, again, stands, Meg, for heat, what is it? Not burn?
Heat, not burn.
Heat, not burn, as it relates to delivering nicotine, a.k.a. smoking. Less than 10 minutes from now, Dave Cohen will be here with the stories behind these headlines about how many people joined the ranks of the unemployed over the past week, and crews are searching for more victims of a Slidell plane crash. 8:51 now, 9 before 9, as we look at traffic on WWL. 8:56, 4 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, October 22nd, 12 days till Election Day. Of course, the final presidential debate tonight, and I was talking about looking this up, Googling HNB, and Meg Farris, our guest, WWL TV reporter, said that the kids know about it, and I think that's kind of what we're trying to do here. Meg, give the parents a little bit of a heads up, huh?
Exactly. A survey of U.S. and U.K. and Canadian youth, 40% of them said, yeah, they're dying to try this new gadget, this new, you know, space-age-looking gadget. So, you know, in vaping, what happened was that came first. Young people did it, and then it was too late. People got sick. So these LSU doctors are getting out ahead of that. But, you know, Tommy, it brings up something very important, and I want to tell people a story that I really still pass on after years ago that I did it. There's something called the Louisiana Smokers Trust. Nicotine is addictive, so you can't just quit. And there's something where you can get completely free behavioral therapy, patches, doctor visits, all that type of thing. Louisiana Smokers Trust, and the number's 529-5665, 529-5665, and it's all free. And Tommy, I want to say something, Hal. I interviewed Dr. Neil Baum years ago. Now, I'm not going to make you blush and tell your producers they don't have to put their finger on the 7-second delay button. I'll be very professional about this. A urologist, Dr. Neil Baum, who's retired, the way he would get his patients, men, to stop smoking, and he looked dead in the camera when I was interviewing him and said words that I won't repeat exactly, but basically what he reminded men was that smoking, nicotine, shuts down your cardiovascular system, so the blood flow doesn't go as well, and not only to your heart, but to other areas. And he reminded men that intimacy is a blood flow activity, and that if they stop smoking, that will get better. And I'll tell you, that's how we got a lot of men to stop smoking, because your heart, your lungs, forget it. But that part of your life, that was very motivating, if you know what I'm saying. So,
we all have our memories. But
anyway,
seriously, you ought to re-show
important.
That. Yeah, it is important, because, you know, what's going to happen is then you wind up with people, you got a guy that's smoking, then he has some trouble, so he starts taking more medication, when in fact the simpler thing is just to quit smoking and improve your overall health. You ought to show that piece again, Meg. I'm sure you got it archived somewhere.
I am sure I do. And I tell you, I repeat Dr. Neil Baum's exact words, which I didn't repeat here on the radio, to especially young guys who I see all the time, because I know they're going to remember that it affects that activity more than they're going to remember that their lungs or heart will be damaged. So motivating.
Is it that terrible, what he said?
Well, just think about the fact that we know that smoking causes the bad cholesterol and it clogs your arteries. And that's why people are more likely to have a heart attack. But it doesn't only clog the arteries and the vessels to your heart. It clogs them in other downstream areas, let's just say. And so, yes, it does affect it. So, you know, that's very memorable, especially when I tell that to teenagers. So, but I think it's memorable to older guys, too.
You don't want clogged arteries down in the southern part of the state. Anyway, thank
correct.
You, Meg.
And you know what? Neither do the women want that for their partners.
There
so,
you go.
Okay.
Exactly. Thank you, Meg. Appreciate your time as always. We'll be back. WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.